Chapter 25. "That is interesting," Skippy muttered, 3 frustrating days later. Destroyers had been hopping into the debris field, not to collect more samples. Skippy had enough material from the Yong Kong to confirm not only that the debris was from an Elder space dock, it was specifically from the space dock where we found Trips and its ship. Don't ask me how he knew that. He tried to explain, but all I remember was blah, 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 quantum signature, whatever. The disturbing part was one tiny piece of the space dock debris. Skippy identified it had come from a Star Team mech suit, specifically from the suit of a Polish soldier, First Sergeant Grudzian. After the final and ultimately victorious battle of ST Alpha, we had recovered our dead, but I hadn't authorized a full cleanup effort. We didn't have time then, and I hadn't wanted to risk anyone in an environment that was unpredictable. Hearing that a piece of our people, my people, had been recovered hit me hard. Skippy thought he should inform Colonel Frey. I ordered him not to. There wasn't any point to her revisiting trauma, and we didn't have time to search the field for other particles of our people. So when Skippy said that something was interesting, I feared he had found something else I would rather the crew not know about. I glanced around the bridge where I was taking a shift as the duty officer. Offering to act as duty officer was supposedly to allow me to become familiar with Valkyrie's upgraded systems, but really I was tense and bored and couldn't stand waiting in my office. That's why I was on the bridge in the middle of the night. "Let's talk about this in my office." "Oh, no need for that, Joe." Skippy took off his hat and rubbed his dome. "For a while I thought I had a puzzle, but I solved it already."
"What's that?"
The entire bridge crew was, of course, watching me. They were also monitoring their duty stations with one eye. "There isn't enough debris out there to account for the entire space dock."
"You think Moon Raider blew up just enough material to make it look like the entire space dock was destroyed?"
"No, that's what I suspected when I first noticed the discrepancy. The missing material is only 17% of the space dock's original mass."
"Oh, could that mass be missing because it was used to service Moon Raider's ship?"
"That was my second guess, until I looked more closely at the composition of what is out there. When we left the space dock, it was not capable of repairing a ship. That is why Trips's ship was in such poor condition. Moon Raider might have come here hoping to fix its ship, but that did not happen. Trips stripped the space dock clean of almost anything useful. Other than minor repairs to secondary systems, Moon Raider could not have accomplished much with use of that space dock."
"Okay, so could the missing 17% of mass have been converted into energy in the explosion?"
"I accounted for that. The initial explosion was really not very energetic, only about 3 kilotons."
I thought about that word "only."
He was correct that in terms of nuclear weapons, or more exotic atomic compression devices, 3 kilotons wasn't much. The bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima in 1945 was around 15 kilotons, and it had vaporized the center of that city. So in human terms, 3 kilotons was a lot. But I had to think on a different scale.
"Does that tell you anything?" I asked.
"I can't be sure. It could mean Moon Raider doesn't have a lot of weapons to work with and used the minimum force to do the job. Assuming its starship is one that was damaged in the AI war, that makes sense. The ships on both sides were fairly depleted of missiles, and the projectors for energy weapons were fried. I know that was true of my own ship."
"That's good news, right?"
"That news is good, although you understand I am guessing."
"I do."
The door to the bridge swooshed open with a Star Trek door sound. That was new since I had been Valkyrie's captain. Reed strode in, her uniform crisp, but her hair making it clear she had recently slept on it. We nodded to each other. I hadn't called her. One of her efficient crew had known she wanted to be alerted to any significant developments.
"Other news I have is not so good," Skippy continued. "In fact, I have bad news and oh-shit news."
"Give us the bad news first, please."
I rose from the captain's chair, making room for Reed. The battlecruiser was her ship.
"We know Moon Raider was here, and it is clearly not here now, so we have no idea where to look for the damned thing."
"That," I looked at Reed, "is bad news.
The space dock was not only our best shot to get info about Moon Raider, it was also our only shot.
During the flight out to the search area and throughout the search, we had tried to think of alternate ways to find that Elder starship, and we had absolutely nothing.
What is the oh shit news? Based on the composition of the debris field, I know which types of exotic elements comprise the missing space dock mass. Something that can be used as raw materials for the ship's fabricators, I guessed. Not so much. Some of the materials in that mix could be useful to the ship itself, although other materials that might be more useful were not taken. Don't make me play 20 questions, Skippy. Why did Moon Raider take that particular mix of materials? There could be many purposes for the materials, although only one that could also explain why it took the risk of raiding Moonbase Zulu. To capture the Raidonium there. Oh shit, Reed gasped, saving me from doing the same. Exactly. Skippy shook his head. Moon Raider must be attempting to construct transmitters to wake up more sentinels. Sir? Reed verbally prodded me while I was processing the bombshell Skippy had dropped on me. On all of us. Huh? Yes. We know Moon Raider is not here now. We know it was here. And now we know why it was here. Is there any reason the task force needs to remain in the area? That was a good question. One I couldn't answer. Skippy, I asked, what do you think? We could collect more samples, he shrugged. Do our ships have a pressing engagement elsewhere? Moon Raider might have left stealth mines in the area, Reed warned, and our ships could stumble into one. Also, the more jumping around the ships do, the sooner they will need to take their drives offline for maintenance. How are we set for fuel? I asked, a matter I should have considered earlier. As the task force commander, I was responsible for the overall force, not just Valkyrie. Instead of thinking like a general, I had gotten distracted by the details of being a ship's captain. Reed was doing my job for me, plus her own job. That had to stop. Joe, Skippy sighed. That information is, I know it is in the morning status report, I snapped, embarrassed. The time now is almost 1600. I want an update. Yeah, bullshit. The recon destroyers would not have burned through a serious amount of fuel in the past 10 hours. That was just me covering my ass. Another thing I had to stop doing. The task force can maintain this op tempo for another 3 days before ships will have to commence a refueling evolution. Thanks. Reed, I agree with you. Hanging around here is a pointless risk. It's not pointless, Skippy huffed. Is it worth the risk? Well, that is a matter of judgment. If we don't stay here, where would we go? We have no idea where to look for Moon Raider. We will go... I looked at the star chart in the main display. It was only showing the local area, about 8 light months across. Using the mental map in my head, I pictured our position in relation to Earth and Jaguar. Toward Jaguar base. Reed, signal the fleet to assemble at Rendezvous Point Delta. Our ships can refuel, reprovision, and conduct running maintenance there while we plan our next move. Reed gestured toward her communications officer to issue the appropriate orders, but Skippy rolled his eyes. What do you mean by plan our next move? He used annoying air quotes. There is no next move unless you intend to conduct a grid search of the entire freaking galaxy. Skippy, I held up a finger to shush him. No, not that finger. We will talk in my office. Reed, it will take the fleet a while to receive and acknowledge the message and return to their star carriers. Stay here until the star carriers are ready to jump. If there's trouble, I want Valkyrie's big guns available. Yes, sir, she nodded, then lowered her voice. If Moon Raider's ship shows up, there isn't much our battlecruiser can do. The enemy at least twice has used Maxalt's ships, I whispered back, to observe or screw with the activation of Dogzilla. And for the attack against Moonbase Zulu. If Moon Raider left a surprise here, I'll bet it is conventional warships, not mines. I'll keep the powder dry, then. Skippy was waiting on my desk when I got to my office. A hot cup of coffee was also waiting for me. That was a nice gesture. Not so nice was his other gesture. A slow clap. Oh, bravo, Joe. That was an inspiring performance. What? I took a sip of coffee. Performance. Telling the crew you will make a plan? I am making a plan, you ass. Really? A plan to burn fuel and race around aimlessly? A plan? Damn, that coffee tasted great. I took another sip. To achieve the objective. That is the purpose of planning in the military. I know that. I am saying there is no way to do that. What is our objective out here? To find and kill Moon Raider? Duh. It's not a duh, because that is not our objective.
It isn't?
No. Try again. To, punish Moon Raider for attacking your moon and smashing two of your ships?
That is something I would like to do, but no, that's not our objective.
Okay, I give up. What are we trying to achieve out here?
To stop Moon Raider from causing further harm. If we can do that without risking our forces in combat, we will take that option.
Like that's gonna happen.
Unlikely, I agree. But do you see my point?
Not really. The only way to stop Moon Raider is to kill it.
You didn't hear what I said. We need to stop it from causing harm. As of 10 minutes ago, we know that means stopping it from waking up another sentinel.
Oh. Now do you understand?
I think so.
Is this what the military calls a limited objective?
It is limited only in that it has a specific objective. Instead of a vague order like crush the enemy, a commander should issue orders detailing a limited, specific, achievable objective, such as proceed north from the start line and destroy enemy resistance south of the X River. That explains exactly what your forces are supposed to do. If the operation is more successful than expected and the enemy quickly retreats across the river instead of fighting, you can modify the orders to include a pursuit north across the river. Those revised orders should specify where to cross the river and how far to pursue, so your force isn't suckered into going too far from their base of supply and getting outflanked and encircled. That example isn't anything theoretical. It actually happened to me in Nigeria. We got too confident, pursued what we thought was a small enemy force into the jungle, and by the time we realized our line of retreat was cut off, heavy artillery was falling on our position. That disaster was caused by vague orders.
Okay, sure. Are examples of river crossings really relevant now? The UN's primary ground force is space cavalry.
Even the space cav puts boots on the ground, Skippy. I used that example because that's how I learned back when the army was a ground force. Look, the point is we don't need to find and kill Moon Raider right now. All we need to do is stop it from waking up a sentinel.
Oh, is that all? Let me cancel my pedicure appointment. We can have this done in a couple hours.
No, dum-dum. That is still an impossible thing to do.
What happens when you tell me something is impossible?
You find a stupid monkey way to do it.
And then what happens?
I spiral down into self-loathing again.
Right.
One consistent characteristic of Skippy's was that he rarely learned from his mistakes, or just from his experiences. That was not really his fault. The elders had programmed him not to learn. The last thing his builders had wanted was a security control system that could be creative by itself. They had failed to squash Skippy's ability to grow and change, but he still struggled to learn important lessons. How about this time we skip the part where you tell me something is impossible and just get to working on a solution?
There is no... I'm going to shut up now while you smack some monkey smarts on me.
Prepare to be smacked.
My smack talk was a bluff. I had no idea whether what I wanted to say would be of any use.
Okay, to start, you said Moon Raider wants to have its own pet sentinel. How do you know that? Before we went to Earth, you told me 2 grams of radonium isn't enough to contact a sentinel.
It is not. That's just math, Joe.
Okay, but are you arguing with math?
No, I'm trying to understand how suddenly you are certain Moon Raider is trying to wake up a sentinel.
Oh, is that all?
All?
It's a science thing, Joe. Do I have to explain science to you?
You think?
Even breaking it down Barney style, you won't try me, beer can.
Fine. It is true that 2 grams of radonium is not enough to contact a dormant sentinel. Not even close. But it is enough material to... How do I explain this? You know how crystals form? Like snowflakes? Water vapor collects around a seed particle in the air, like a speck of dust or something. Once the process starts, the crystal grows from itself, but that seed, or kernel, is necessary to begin the, sort of a chain reaction.
That's not what happens, but do you understand?
You're saying a tiny initial amount of radonium is needed to create more of that element?
Yes, very good.
I must be better at dumbing stuff down than I thought, he muttered.
Having an initial kernel of radonium makes the manufacturing process exponentially more efficient.
Without the kernel of a few micrograms, it can take months or even years to get beyond creating the element one atom at a time.
We already knew that Moonraider has 2 grams of the stuff, and you said it couldn't wake up a sentinel. What changed?
What changed is I know what type of mass is missing from Trips' space dock. Moonraider took the fabricators.
Oh. It's going to set up its own facility to create more radonium?
That is my guess, yes. There is no other logical explanation that I can think of. Before you ask me a lot of stupid questions, the fabricators and their associated support equipment make up 12% of the space dock's mass. The other 5% is not from any individual components, not an entire assembly. Moonraider took apart the space dock for a specific set of raw materials, those required for containing active radonium inside a cross-dimensional transmitter when the system is powered up. The containment chambers don't just hold the radonium, they focus the effect.
Shit. I was hoping you were, you know, wrong somehow. Like that's ever gonna happen. Is there anything else Moonraider needs to set up a radonium factory?
Nothing special. It could be done literally anywhere, most likely an asteroid field, for easy access to raw materials. Or in the Oort cloud of any star system in the galaxy. It could be anywhere.
No way to predict where that ship went?
Not that I know of. You are the creative one. Can you think of a way to track that ship?
No.
Then we are screwed.
How long before Moonraider has enough purified radonium?
2-3 months?
That's a guess, but close enough. Add another month or so to turn the exotic matter into functional transmitters, so 4 or 5 months tops.
Thanks.
That's it?
Usually when I deliver bad news like that, you say something like, fantastic, as if it's my fault.
Joe, are you giving up already?
No way. Skippy, my motto is never give up, never surrender.
That is not your motto. You stole that from...
If we can't stop your asshole cousin from... Moonraider is not my cousin!
You know what I mean. Another of your kind. If we can't stop it from making transmitters, we'll have to stop it from using the damned things.
Do you know which sentinel it will wake up?
No, I have no idea, sorry.
Come on, Skippy. You didn't just randomly pick a sentinel the 3 times you woke one up. There was a specific time and place for the activation of each one. There must be several factors that makes a particular sentinel a better candidate for activation.
Okay, that is true.
And for each sentinel that is a good candidate, there is a time and place to do it.
Also true.
Are there any sentinels that are ready to be activated now? Right now?
No.
Not that I know of.
Joe, I do not have good data on the status of every sentinel. If Moonraider has a more complete and accurate set of data, it could have access to a wider pool of candidates.
Shit.
However, I would say it's unlikely that Moonraider knows of a large number of eligible sentinels that I am not aware of. There were only a handful of primary security units that were not totally disabled by the kill command I sent out. Those are the sentinels that were in the ready reserve pool, those next in line to be called to duty. Because they were in a state of partial activation, their internal systems were able to resist the full effects of the kill command. Basically, those sentinels refused to execute a command that would have disqualified them from serving in the ready reserve.
Okay, gotcha. All the others were fully dormant at the time?
Correct. Their systems were not awake enough to analyze the kill command. They accepted it as a normal update.
So only a handful, and you already woke up 3 of those.
By handful, I meant 26 in total.
26 is more than a handful.
Could you hold 26 M&Ms in one hand?
Okay, yes. It's an expression, dum-dum, like how stupid monkeys say a couple of things when they really mean 3 or 4.
Okay, that leaves 23 eligible for activation. None of those can be woken up right now?
No, it is a matter of the complicated interaction between layers of space-time. The activation signal can reach through with sufficient power and fidelity only at locations and times when the sort of membrane between layers is weak. Any other time, the signal wouldn't be strong enough to be heard by the sentinel or clear enough to be understood.
If I had been involved in the project to activate the first sentinel, I would have known all of what he just told me. But at that time, Command had not wanted me working with Skippy. They felt our relationship was preventing Skippy from working effectively with others. What they really meant was they thought with me busy elsewhere, Skippy would take orders from UNEF, or later, DEFCOM. Spoiler alert, Skippy does not take orders from anyone.
That was one reason why the project to activate the first Sentinel went 2 years and $3 trillion over budget. Skippy delayed and dragged his feet and changed his mind a dozen times and drove everyone involved crazy, until Command apologized over and over for ever thinking that Skippy could be ordered around like a servant. Skippy does not learn lessons well. Fortunately, DEFCOM does. From then on, the Joint Chiefs had their suck-up effort set to maximum flattery. That is why DEFCOM arranged for the beer can to get a special Nobel Prize for extreme and sustained awesomeness. After taking a moment to think about what he had told me, I asked, when is the next time a Sentinel could be contacted for activation? In just over a month. To be specific, beginning in 38 days, 8 hours, and 23 minutes, there will be a window of opportunity lasting for 9 hours and 4 minutes, roughly. So we've got some time. You're saying it should take Moon Raider more than 4 months to make enough radonium, and test it, set up transmitters, all that. So it's going to miss this window. How long until the next opportunity after that? There we have a bit of good news. Because of physics that would make your tiny monkey brain explode, the next window will not be for another 15 months, when there will be 11 nearly simultaneous opportunities. 11? Yes. Well, potentially 11. Those opportunities are theoretical predictions based on the multidimensional math involved. Your mileage may vary. I mean, actual conditions at some of those sites might not be entirely favorable. Could we check those sites to see which ones are favorable? Yes, although this is way too early to determine what the conditions will be at the time. Conditions vary and can deteriorate as the opportunity approaches. It's a physics thing. So 15 months and up to 11 sites at the same time. Theoretically, 11. Remember, the universe loves to screw with Joe Bishop, so I wouldn't count on the odds breaking in your favor. The universe can bite me. This is actually good news. I gave him a very relieved thumbs up. 15 months gives us plenty of time to prepare. Maybe. That is a lot of maybes, Joe. I doubt that Moon Raider plans to wait another 15 months, so it must anticipate somehow being ready for the upcoming window in 38 days. How? I don't know, dum-dum, that's why I said somehow. Doesn't the Army train you to prepare for the worst-case scenario? We train for the most likely scenario. But you're right, we're supposed to have a plan to handle the worst case. Anyway, 38 days still gives us time to prepare, to move the UN Navy into position and hopefully get some assistance from one or both of the senior species. He snorted. Sure, and maybe Santa will bring his flying reindeer. I said, hopefully, you ass. Joe, it doesn't matter. Any preparation you do will be worthless. Moon Raider has an elder starship. It could swat the entire UN fleet like flies. You can't be sure of that. Assuming that Moon Raider was present at Dogzilla's activation, it didn't fire a shot. That elder ship also didn't shoot during the raid against Moonbase Zulu. You said it's damaged. Maybe it can't use weapons, and that's why it used Maxalt's ships. Whatevs. If you want to live in a fantasy world, I can't stop you. Work with me, Skippy. If we can't stop Moon Raider from making enough radonium and building transmitters, we have to get ready to confront that ship at the activation site. Like I said, that will be a problem. Listen, I know an elder ship is a tough target. You don't understand. The correct word is activation sites, as in more than one. Within the activation window that begins 38 days from now, there will be 3 other simultaneous opportunities. Crap. Please tell me all 4 sites are within, like, 2 light minutes distance from each other. Dude, as if. The closest 2 are 6,300 light years apart. Why so far? He shrugged. That's just the way it is. Skippy, I find it awfully suspicious that when our enemy is trying to wake up a Sentinel, suddenly there are many opportunities, not just a single event that must be planned for months or years in advance. It is not suspicious at all. This is the way it always works. That is not what I read in the DEFCOM briefing packet. Oh, that's because I didn't mention it to anyone before now. You didn't? Why the hell not? First, because it's not important, and I don't need a whole planet full of monkeys screeching at me about it. One dumb monkey on my back is enough, he muttered. How can this not be important? Tell me this. If a potential activation event is in Maxalt's territory and getting to the site required traveling through one or more wormholes that see a lot of traffic, is that event worth me mentioning to your defense command? I see your point. An event has strict criteria because the clumsy activation transmitter ships you built for me are so slow and vulnerable. It is rare that all the requirements line up properly. Okay, sorry that I... Plus, there is my schedule to consider.
Your schedule? What could you be doing that is more important than waking up an elder killing machine?
Wow, it's a long list. How much time do you have?
There was an opportunity 5 months ago, but I was on my victory tour. The Kristang invited me to the premiere of an opera they wrote about me. So, of course, I had...
Are you telling me that if you had skipped your special night at the freaking opera, we could have activated Dogzilla without any problem?
It's easy to say that now, dum-dum.
I can't believe you jeopardized the security of the entire galaxy because you would have missed an opera. If it makes you feel any better, I did not attend that premiere. The clan staging the opera was attacked by two rival clans, and the entire premiere had been delayed.
I am still waiting, he grumbled.
If the opera didn't make you skip the opportunity 5 months ago, then why?
I was depressed and... just didn't feel like doing it at the time.
OMG. The expression on his face made it clear he had done nothing wrong as far as he was concerned.
You little shithead. How could... Hello?
Reaching out with a tiny hand, he pretended to knock it on my head.
Is anyone home?
You do realize I wake up sentinels as a favor to you filthy monkeys?
That...
Skippy rarely learns from his mistakes. Most of the time I don't either, but sometimes I do. He was right. He didn't owe us anything. Humanity enjoyed his protection because he had developed an affection for us over the years, and because he was bored. We amused and entertained him. That is something I had to constantly remind myself of.
Thank you very much for doing all the stuff you do for us.
Well, he sniffed. It's about time you remembered that. You know, it would help if your people showed their appreciation. We gave you a Nobel Prize.
Meh. A trinket that was gold-plated until I told them I was insulted.
An award honoring me for my awesomeness is useless, since there is no way meat sacks can comprehend what I do.
Okay, how could we show our appreciation?
An epic opera about me would be a nice way to start.
I'm not sure.
The lizards did it. They weren't even doing it to suck up to me.
I will, see what I can do about that.
You don't expect me to write an opera.
Dude, he laughed. Oh, that was a good one. No, your value isn't amusing me with the stupid things you say. Like that.
Gotcha. Can we get back to the four simultaneous opportunities that are thousands of light years apart?
Sure.
And before you ask if I can create a convenient chain of wormhole connections that link all four sites, the answer is no.
Damn it. He had read my mind. That was going to be my next question.
What about linking two of them?
That might be possible, but it would still not be convenient. It would have to be near one of those wormholes, which means I could not be at either of the activation sites.
For reasons that your tiny monkey brain could not possibly comprehend, activation sites can't be close to the figure eight pattern of a wormhole.
Because the presence of a wormhole damages the underlying local spacetime, I guessed.
Correct. That is why wormholes open only for a short time. You already knew that. What you need to know about an activation is that a wormhole being nearby creates noise in higher spacetime that would drown out and distort an activation signal. There are cases where eligible sentinels are somewhat close to a wormhole, but those instances are worthless for the purpose of activation. For example, there is a potential activation event only 6 days from now, but I didn't mention it because it is too close to a wormhole.
Oh, shit.
What?
I told you, Skippy, that event 6 days from now is too close to a wormhole for our activation equipment to be effective, but Moonraider has an Elder Starship. Could the communications gear aboard that ship be...
Dude, no. Think about it. We had an Elder Starship, the one you called Alpha, the one that used to be paired with Trips. If I could have used that ship to contact a Sentinel, would I have made your people go through the enormous and expensive effort of creating exotic materials and constructing activation ships?
You would do that just to screw with us.
I need to write that down for next time, he muttered. That's a great idea.
No, it's a terrible idea.
Do not, listen, numbskull. We took Alpha apart to use its raw materials to feed that ship's own fabricators that we removed from the hull and set up at Moonbase Zulu. Those fabricators built the machines that are used to manufacture the exotic materials. I should say they were used for that purpose, since your entire moonbase is now a smoking crater. This is why you monkeys can't have nice things, Joe. I give you a set of perfectly good Elder Fabricators, and the transmitters we built for you are the only way to contact a Sentinel. They are the only way to contact a semi-dormant, disabled primary security unit. Once they are awake, of course, I can talk to them with my own communications gear.
Right, I knew that.
Joe, so far, the only monkey so-called smarts you have smacked me with have blown up in your own face. Like I told you, trying to stop Moon Raider from waking up a Sentinel is a waste of time.
Yeah, give me a minute.
Will a minute be enough time for you to find a way around the fact that there is no way for me to be in four places at the same time?
Hell, no.
Well, shit, he sighed. I actually was hoping you would think of a way out of this mess. Damn it. Now I wish I hadn't been depressed about that cancelled opera premiere and woken up Dogzilla 5 months ago. Then we might have an option.
To do what?
To avoid a one-on-one fight between Sentinels at either Earth or Jaguar. If we had a third pet Sentinel, we could keep Bubba and Pup-Tart where they are and take Dogzilla out hunting. The huge problem will be that, after Moon Raider wakes up its own Sentinel, it will have the initiative. It can strike anywhere it wants, while our two pets have to stay where they are to protect both Jaguar and Earth. After we reached the rendezvous point, the Star Carrier captains wanted to know where we were going next. Reed had the same question. Fortunately for me, once the destroyer squadrons began the repair and replenishment cycle, I could delay making a decision for 16 hours. As if that time was going to make a difference.